Watch, pencil neck shift in 2020 said Hunter's laptop smear story is Russian propaganda. By Wendell Hasebo on March 18, 2022. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, said in 2020 that revelations about Hunter Biden's authenticated laptop from hell is a smear campaign from the Kremlin. We know that this whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's been clear for well over a year now that they've been pushing this false narrative about the vice president and his son, so-called pencil neck Schiff, told anchor CNN's Wolf Blitzer. Clearly, the origins of this whole smear are from the Kremlin, and the president is only too happy to have Kremlin help and try to amplify it, he added. Schiff was not alone in claiming Hunter's laptop was likely Russian disinformation. Speaking with Senate Foreign Relations Committee member Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, CNN anchor Jim Sciutto asked why he believes Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation that was constructed by a Kremlin-contacted, anti-Biden propaganda campaign. So the very fact that these emails come into the pubic sphere by Rudy Giuliani tells you when they are coming from, the senator tried to support his wild theory. At some point, you kind of have to believe what you see. Which is that when individuals are either identified Russian agents or are conspiring with Russian agents or providing the information upon which the mainstream media are reporting, you have to understand what the deal is here. Schiff's comments come after the New York Times admitted the laptop was Hunter's nearly 2 years since the New York Post story broke from now Breitbart News political editor Emma Jo Morris. The authentication is a blow to Biden and his Democrat lieutenants, who have claimed for years the laptop is Russian disinformation. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the Democrat-allied media protected the Biden family from scrutiny by purporting the idea Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. The tactic worked, and Biden was asked little about the blockbuster report by Morris. When Biden was asked about the scandal in 2020, he laughed. "God love you, man, you're a one-horse pony," he told a Fox News reporter while walking away. "I promise my Justice Department will be totally on its own making these judgments about how they should proceed," he added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.